This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How you feeling today, amigos? I'm feeling pretty good. Every day we inch closer and closer to President Trump serving his second term. Every day we inch closer and closer. We thought in 2016 we were making America great again. Well, in 2020 we about to make America stupendous again, baby. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, go there. We're going to have everything up over there. It's really cool. Love what we're doing. Rebranding because of a beautiful lady by the name of Angie. I won't say her last name, but Angie, you know who you are. So happy to have you join our team. And Matt, thanks for picking up in the fundraising area for us. We certainly need it, as you know. But as you found out, we got some pretty slick stuff coming. Man, we're excited. All right, let's get to it. Lots of stuff to talk about. Hey, the first thing I want to talk about today is Belgium's health minister put out a ban, get this, on non-essential sexual activities involving three or more persons in indoor areas. Man, that is just ripe for conversation. Belgium. Whew, let me tell you, back in the college years, No, I'm just messing with you. Oh, my goodness. What? Can we? Do you guys want to parse? We should parse this, right? Belgium's health minister put a ban on non-essential sexual activities. So, what exactly is an essential one? I mean, I can only guess that it's maybe making porn movies. I mean, that's the only place where it's technically essential. I mean, there are people that want to have babies and stuff, but I don't think that they're necessarily involved with three or more persons. I think that they tend to just go, I want to know who the daddy is. Well, you know, there sometimes not. But, okay, non-essential. I mean, you want to talk about working in America, you know, during the time of Wu Flu, where they've got essential jobs and non-essential jobs. And personally speaking, I think that all jobs are essential. Okay? Just like I probably think most people agree that all your sex is essential. But, hey, who am I to rain on your parade here? So, anyway, all non-essential sexual activities involving three or more. Okay, but if it's non-essential, and it's involving less than three or more, then what? No ban, right? But if it's... Because I'm going somewhere here, Brett Kavanaugh, okay? You get what I'm saying? So then, put a ban on non-essential sexual activities involving three or more persons in indoor areas. What is going on in Belgium? I mean, when you have to ban all non-essential sexual activities involving three or more people in indoor areas. Because my first thought is, what about outdoor areas? You know, in parks, perhaps, or in supermarkets, perhaps. Can you have non-essential sexual activity with three or more people, say, in the vegetable section of Prisonique? Oh, my goodness. What is the world coming to? And here's what's interesting. They had to put a ban on it. That's what's so funny. Really? It was happening so much, you went, hey, look, that does not look like sexual, you know, essential sexual activities involving three or more people in indoor areas. We must ban that. Now, if it's a ban on porn, maybe, then I get it. Maybe, you know, hey, no more porn production, etc. But this is the weirdest thing I've seen in a long time. Oh, my goodness. That's just the beginning of what we're going to talk about. I'm done with that subject, but I'm just saying, can you imagine what else we've got? What my producers have uncovered? Eric Swalwell, I saw this. This is a funny meme. Eric Swalwell wouldn't know a foreign spy if she sat on his face. That made me laugh, okay? That made me laugh. Hey, I got a note back from Ruth's family. They said she listens. She only gets an hour of the show. Sad. Sad for Ruth. She's 97 years old. She lives in Florida. She's madly in love with me. And I have to say, I have fallen for Ruth a bit. But her granddaughter sent me a note and says, "Hey, Kevin, my grandmother heard you give her a shout out on the radio show." And she was really, you know, because I made her day by doing a Zoom call with her. And so I'm giving her another shout out because, Ruth, I know you're listening. I don't know which hour they play down there because, you know, you're only getting half the show, which is a shame. It's a shame, Joe. Okay, Joe, I know. I'm not trying to get after you, Joe. I won't say your last name, Mr. PM down there. But we're good friends, Joe and I. Joe actually put me on the radio in that market. The biggest market I have and had and still have is that market down there. So I love the folks down in Florida. Swalwell, how many spy stories do you need before you understand that Democrats couldn't care less about America? They don't care. They'll sleep with spies and give them the secrets and plant them in our universities. I mean, talk about just a cesspool of communism. We talked about this, right? Why do you think I set up SeekMeEducationalExcellence.org? To get rid of all this nonsense. We have spies in our midst. We have people, diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know, just poisoning the minds of American students. And the Chinese are ripping us off. Ripping us off. Anyway, the easiest people on the earth to compromise, and by compromise, I don't mean give in a little bit. I'm talking about compromise, to compromise their value system, to compromise their morals and their ethics, are leftists. They are the kings of compromise. For power or money, they will compromise themselves. They will, I'm just telling you, they will sleep with anybody. They will hurt people. They will destroy lives. Look at Mike Flynn. And we haven't even talked about Manafort. He's still in prison somewhere. Do you think this man, who's a wealthy man, ever thought that in his 70s he was going to be in jail? Because he spent, what, a minute on the Trump campaign and a Democrat decided to go after him? Wow. Hey, we got bad news for Fox News, which is good news for us, because you know what? Screw them. They have let us down. The hyenas running that joint and running into the ground. We'll be back here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-666-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
I think it's funny to watch Swalwell on the left try to dismiss the fact that he was sleeping with a Chinese spy for years. And she's gone from one to one to one. You know, politician to politician to politician. And who's she working? She's working leftists. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. They know who to target. They're not idiots. They know that, you know, though conservatives do screw up, I'm not going to say we don't, because we do. But if you're a staunch conservative, you aren't going to sell out principle. If you suspect that somebody's a spy or anything, you know, there's nothing they can do that's going to keep you in the relationship or whatever else. You're going to warn people about it. Swalwell, the next person she went to, he didn't warn them and go, hey, wait a minute, you know, FBI is warning me she's a spy. He just went along his merry way. I hope nobody finds out what I did. God, man, these people are amazing. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844 855-821-8255 if you want to give us a call. I'm going to talk more about Swalwell because I think this story will grow. And it'll grow because these are the people that were accusing Donald Trump of Russian collusion. And guess what? There's proven Chinese collusion of the carnal way between Swalwell and this chick. And there's many others. This is not a Harvey Weinstein. I mean, this is a Harvey Weinstein in Hollywood moment because you know there are more than one, right? Weinstein wasn't the only lecherous guy in Hollywood. The others are still hiding out going, thank God Harvey took the bullet for us. Is that his name, Harvey? Yeah, he was. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. God, this is amazing. Can you imagine if some Republican was caught with... First of all, I had a chauffeur who was a spy, a Chinese spy. Feinstein, nothing's even been said about this other than that's no big deal. Debbie Wasserman Schultz hired Muslim Brotherhood dudes to run the IT department in Congress for her. And many others. Nothing. Now we got Swalwell, who, man, I mean, talk about a pompous little punk. And he's out there talking, Trump, he's the Russians and all these other people. Can you imagine what Adam Schiff would be doing to the Trump people or to the Republicans if we had these three things that I just mentioned? That are bona fide truths against the Democrats. And that, by the way, folks, this is just what you know. You don't even want to know what you don't know. This is one of those where you're like, nah, 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 earmuffs, earmuffs, nah, 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 I don't want to hear it. Because it's not good. Pompeo, he criticized universities on China policy. He accused U.S. universities of caving to China pressure to blunt or bar criticism of the Chinese Communist Party. The attack, which included identifying two university administrators by name, comes as the Trump administration seeks to cement its anti-China policies, I get this, before leaving in January. This is an AP article. Maybe they're solidifying their anti-China policies because in the second term, China's about to get a big old butt whooping. That's maybe what they're doing, AP, who's called it for Biden. Hey, speaking of which, do you guys feel a little bit more? Are you starting to feel some confidence? You starting to feel like, oh, wait a minute. This is moving in the right direction. We'll talk about Texas suing. But there's a lot of stuff going on here. So we've got Falwell hanging with the Chinese. He's not the only one. This girl, no, Axios wrote this article. It's been covered by Tucker to a degree, but here's the point. What they're not telling you is they know who the next person she went to and the next. This isn't a Harvey Weinstein deal where we don't know who these directors are. We know. We don't need the starlets to come out and go, he flashed me and tried to get me to do things that I did not want to do. Or he grabbed me. No, we know. She went from Swalwell to somebody else to Goodwill to Joewell to whatever. She went from white boy to white boy, leftist to leftist, select committees. And they know who it is. And she didn't do it, you know, like by happenstance. It wasn't like she happened to say, oh, you're in a party. Oh, you work for the government. She targeted who she wanted to go after. She went from lower to higher. So where did she stop? And is she the only one? I'm going to tell you what. If you're dating a Chinese woman or a dude in D.C. right now, you're suspect. You're suspect. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to be racist about it. I happen to love the Chinese folks. I lived there for a while. Love it. Love the culture. Martial artists, you have to respect it. Even though I will tell you, a lot of the Chinese guys that call themselves masters, they are not masters. They are jokes in the martial arts. But that's a whole other issue. They're no joke when it comes to their how they strategize and go about you know, making people, bringing down countries and furthering their will. And Democrats are the perfect people for it. They're great patsies because they have no morals. They'll do whatever you're at. Just give them money, throw some sex at them, a little coke or some Quaaludes or whatever. Cosby, you got some? And whatever, if you give them the drug of choice, let them have a little, you know, sex. And God forbid you throw a little money at them. And they're golden. And if it leads to power, all the better. But boy, those things right there, and they're party on, Garf. So that's what's been happening. They're just easy to compromise. So Pompeo calls them out. He says that some of these guys, claiming they refused to address the Trump administration's concerns about China's attempt to influence students and academics. He specifically called out the president of MIT, alleging he refused to host Pompeo's speech, and a senior official at the University of Washington over a case involving a Chinese student. Both universities deny the charges. Yeah, and Joe Biden won legally, right? We'll talk about that in a minute, too, because we have social media that doesn't want you to bring up voter fraud. Let's not even have a discussion about it. We've got Dominion machines with all kinds of massive issues revolving around that. We've got double ballot counting. We got dead ballot. Listen, we can't talk about massive voter fraud. Why? Because the Chinese told them. Chinese said, hey, don't talk about that. So the Democrats, man, they got to listen. But these universities know they've been targeted. There have been arrests made at these universities for stealing ideas and stealing intellectual property. I can tell you point blank, when I was living there, the Chinese openly stole intellectual property. And here's how you knew they were going to do it. Kevin, do you mind if we speak Mandarin while No, go ahead. Speak your Mandarin. Got to the point where I understood it. And I knew they were stealing. So there, it was open. When we took designs over, the companies I represented would go, hey, look, we only got like 90 days to get this going. We're going to be marketing it before the Chinese steal it. That's just a fact. We knew it. I didn't even think about the politics of it. We just knew it was the way things worked. How sad is that? We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats need to drop their controversial outstanding demands for the next coronavirus relief package.
In what universe should emergency aid for small businesses be contingent on massive bailouts for state governments with no linkage to actual needs?
McConnell has offered to take away corporate liability protections from the package if Democrats drop state and local funding from the bill, which Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy about.
But to equate state and local aid, money for policemen and firefighters, bus drivers, sanitation workers, to complete corporate immunity is false equivalence.
President-elect Joe Biden is set to introduce more members of his cabinet today. USA Radio News. It appears President-elect Joe Biden is sticking with people he knows and people that have been in Washington, D.C. for a long time for his administration. The transition team naming Susan Rice as the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council. Rice served as National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the U.N. under former President Barack Obama. She also misled Americans regarding a terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya, which is why Mark Geist, former Marine, believes Rice is unfit for this position.
Joe Biden puts in somebody like Susan Rice, who we know has lied to the American people about Benghazi, who has zero experience in domestic policy, and a lot of failures truly in her foreign policy, even outside of Benghazi, and how she handled that.
More content coming to Disney Plus, Lucasfilm, and Marvel Studios will be delivering at least 22 series to the streaming service starting in 2021. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats, man, they so want this election. They want it so bad. All the voter fraud and the cheating and stuff. And once it was done, you have Joe Biden acting like he'd gone to war and come back a hero. You thought he was Eisenhower or, I don't know, General MacArthur. Welcome back, folks. It's the Kevin Jackson. I was going to say welcome back, Kevin. Welcome back, Kevin. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you're going to spread the word about the KevinJacksonNetwork.com because that's got all our stuff up. It's got a way to get a contact me on our Kev Talks, which are growing little by little. I'm not up there with Steven Crowder with 5 million followers with my little 1,600 followers, but it's growing every day. And pretty soon it'll be 2,000 and 20,000 and 200,000. And next thing you know, we got ourselves a little channel there. But the problem is YouTube's canceling channels if you discuss massive voter fraud. Here's the article. It says, YouTube announced Wednesday that it will delete any content uploaded that repeats false claims that voter fraud or rigging impacted the 2020 election. And I asked this question, I don't know, a week ago. I said, what will YouTube do when it is proven that there was voter fraud? I mean, it's been proven. The idea that they want to shut it down should be all you need to know. This is so much, it reminds me so much of this whole woo-foo fraud that if you say anything against it with obvious knowledge of that, you know, it's a ruse, well then, oh, how dare you? I'm going to shut your channel off. What are we talking about here? I thought it was supposed to be hate speech or you wanted to hurt somebody. That was what everybody wanted to regulate. Oh, if you threaten somebody or whatever. When you say, look, in my opinion, I don't see how this works out mathematically. I believe there to be massive voter fraud. That's your opinion. And YouTube says you can't have that opinion, not be on our platform. Oh, heck no. See, this is what bugs me about it. They are literally telling you what to think. This is what I tell people about social media. It's your little piece of property on the international, what they call it, the supernatural highway. Whatever they call the internet. It's your little piece of property. You were going along the way and you went, hey, I'm going to stop here and I'm going to plant my flag. grow some goodies for on the farm, and me and old Ma, we're going to eat what the land gives us. And some people, if you're very selective and you go, I only want to talk about, I don't know, foot fetishes, that's a very selective crowd that's going to stop along the way and come take a look in your store or at your property or come visit or whatever. But if you're more broad and you say, hey, I like talking general politics, more people will come along and say, I want to see what you got to say. And to be honest with you, I personally don't care if you do hate speech. I don't think you should be able to threaten to hurt some people or whatever. But I don't care about hate speech. I hate them black people. Lower. Fine. I won't stop at your little oasis on the superhighway of the internet. I'll move along. But what these guys say is, no, we're going to make everybody better, and you're all going to think like this. But and fine, if you want to say, look, I don't want you condoning violence, you're not going to Facebook Live your rape of a young girl, which happened, by the way. You're not going to Facebook Live your, you know, sexual proclivities or whatever. Fine. If you say, I don't want you doing certain, you know, it's funny to me, though, that the leftists will let you, will ban it on social media, but they'll accept it in schools. But that's a whole other point. But look, you want to say you can't do certain activities on there that may be offensive to some people. I get it. You say, I don't want people threatening other people. I get that. But you can't say that you believe there's massive voter fraud, or I'll take your video down, I'll demonetize you, I'll unpublish your page, because I don't agree with what you have to say. It's been proven now, because the states have decided. This election's not over. And YouTube can't arbitrarily decide it any more than Fox News. Notice how I said that, Fox News. How they can decide it, or AP, or anybody else. This election will be decided when it's over. And up to that point, every bit of information about it is legit. If the left want to lie to themselves and act as if Joe Biden is their president-elect, fine. But he's not. And I'm going to make you a statement. I believe it. I said it early on, and I believe it in my heart of hearts. He will never be president of the United States. If he wants to have the title for the right now and call himself president-elect, enjoy it. Because what you're going to do is, you're going to snap off the president part, and you can go be elect, but you're going to be elect back home in Delaware. America did not vote for that clown. But YouTube says, now that enough states certified their presidential election results, we'll remove any content published today or any time after that alleges widespread fraud or errors changed the U.S., the 2020 U.S. presidential election outcome. That's what they said. Unbelievable. Nothing official. The account also pointed to its past policy of removing false and misleading information. Lie. Blatant lie. False information from the left, it's constantly put on YouTube and it's never challenged. They never take it down. But you do anything as a conservative and it comes down. Now, that being said, I'm back on YouTube. I'm not running away from the fight. We're going to get on there. We're going to speak our truth. And everything I do on YouTube, I say, hey, here's your disclaimer. It's my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. There are those on the other side of this issue. Blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to tell you, and this is why President Trump is pushing so hard for this 230 legislation. How dare Google CEO, whoever runs the company, decide you can't talk about this? How dare they? Let's say, I mean, it's not going to happen, but let's say Biden gets in and you still say, I still believe it was a big cheat. They're going to keep banning you? Why? Because you have a differing opinion? This is so outrageous to me. I can't see straight. No, really, I can't see straight. Wish you could see me. My eyes are crooked. They said the representative from YouTube didn't say whether any videos or uploads had been removed on Wednesday, but they said in late November, four Democrats called on YouTube to censor false or misleading data, information rather. The Democrats did this. In an open letter to YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, said the video giant needed to immediately stop the spread of misinformation before the Georgia Senate runoff elections in January. We urge you to immediately remove all outcome misinformation, all election outcome misinformation, and take aggressive steps to implement prohibitions, blah, blah, blah. Part of the cabal. What does Google do? Yeah, you're right, man. We should stop people's free speech and inability to let other people know that they disagree. Let's do it. They need to be wrangled in. I don't know how else to put it. It's pathetic that we would allow something like this to occur. YouTube rep said the site's rules allow users to share their opinions on the election outcome and how votes have been counted. So in other words, they're going to pretty much put you in a box that says you can share your views on how they were counted or whatever, but just don't voice the opinion that you don't believe it. Despite the overwhelming evidence that supports what you believe, we're going to correct the record. And you worry, I'm telling you, forget revisionist history. This is revisionist right now, revisionist present. It's one thing to rewrite it. It's a whole other to go, as it's going, we're going to rewrite it. We're not going to let you decide this is the way it is. Google and everybody else knows what we know. If anybody knows it, these clowns know it. They probably have all the data from it. But this is the way Democrats behave. Yeah. And what's funny is, they as I mentioned before, you got Joe Biden that comes in and he acts as if he's president. I mean, to watch this guy try to act like a president is insane to me. And certainly watching Kamala Harris try to act like she's a vice president, that's funny to watch. No respect. Women don't respect her. Democrat women don't even respect her. That's the truth. She would go to a cocktail party. Those white women would go, look at that. Look at her. You know what they'd say. You know what word they'd choose. And it ain't skank. More on Joe Biden and his crew when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats want to do us wrong. Just a simple fact. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I hate to admit this. And the thing is I don't have any animosity towards him. You know, even when I hear him say it, I don't really have any animosity towards him. I think of him as my brother or my sister who's crazy. And you don't want to see him at Thanksgiving, but you'll tolerate him. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out about me and everything that we're involved in. And so when they threaten us, I'm not walking away from a fight. But I think to myself, really, can we not reason with you first before you get this butt whooping? 844-551-8255. They want to hurt us. They want to hurt us bad, ideologically so. And here's the problem. They already do. Everything that they do hurts us. It hurts the country and it hurts them. They want to pretend that it's doing some good for them, but it's not. Tax policy doesn't work. Their policy of appeasement doesn't work. Their trade policy has failed. People are struggling over everything. This Wu Flu thing, come on. Seriously? How many people is that hurt? How many people are suicidal, depressed? They don't have their job. They love their job. I know it's hard to believe, but there are waiters and waitresses, bartenders, people in the service industry who can, they love the interacting with people. They chose that job. We couldn't pick a worse industry to put into isolation than that industry. That's all they do every day is serve others. They have a servant's heart for the most part, except for the ones that spit in your food or, you know, do whatever they do back there. But most of them have a servant's heart. It's pretty sad that they're the ones being impacted. Those of us who, I don't know what job you do. We all want that camaraderie to some degree, unless you're an introvert, a pure introvert. We all want that. But the Democrats have taken that away. And they want to take it away. They don't have any sympathy or empathy for you. What? Oh, I'm supposed to think about how it's impacting you. Do you understand what it's doing to the New World Order? It's a bigger picture here. You're just an egg and we have to make an omelet. Shut up, fool. For Mr. T, come and slap your head. Yep. Problem with leftists is they believe their hype. They actually trust the fake news and they believe that they have a mandate because they don't listen to anything else and they don't have the ability to discern. Common sense doesn't exist for them. Especially black leftists. Oh, Kevin, you went and gone racial. I can say that I'm authentically black. Black leftists are the worst on the planet. They are some of the worst citizens of the world. They don't like hearing it, and they certainly don't like hearing it from a brother. Why are you telling people about our business? Like they don't know? Here, let me play this clip. This is a buddy of mine. He's talking about Simone Sanders. Not any kin to Barry. She's a black chick. Here's him describing her.
And let's just be clear. If the president decides to amplify these latest smears about the vice president and his surviving son, that is Russian misinformation. Okay, that is what he is doing, and we should call it as such.
Yes, it was the darn Russians again. That's Simone Sanders back in October. She was a senior advisor and campaign spokesman for Joe Biden. In 2016, she worked for Bernie Sanders, no relation, and then she went to CNN. Now, I had believed she could wind up as the White House press secretary for Joe Biden, but that position has gone to former Obama administration official and CNN contributor Jen Psaki. So, Ms. Sanders will have to settle for a role with a much lower profile, chief spokesperson and senior advisor for Kamala Harris. But who is Simone Sanders, and will she be able to keep that lower profile? For instance, she has a habit of raising the on-screen temperature.
And now
look at even how they got the permit. And can I finish, Simone? Will you just shut up for a minute and let me finish.
Pardon me, sir. You don't get to tell me to shut up on national television. You should exhibit some decorum.
Decorum? Like this?
Are you saying that it is in Dr. Ford's best interest and her safety?
I think it's in everyone's best interest to find her answers. To testify on Monday.
That is a bunch of BS. Don't speak to me like that.
I'm interested in everyone's safety. Don't say I'm spewing BS.
You don't go there.
That is. I did go there.
And she's had her run-ins with hosts as well.
Okay, Simone, I am going to interrupt.
Right.
Simone, here's the deal. I'm going to interrupt you when you're not answering the question.
Now, Sanders was reportedly detained at New York's LaGuardia Airport back in 2018 when she refused to step out of line for a more thorough security check. She also allegedly cursed in front of others, including children, in that line. A year earlier, American Airlines called the cops at LAX when Sanders reportedly raised her voice at customer service personnel. Now, I probably wouldn't even have ever done this story if it weren't for what Simone Sanders said shortly after the election in November of 2016.
In my opinion, we don't need white people leading the Democratic Party right now. The Democratic Party is diverse, and it should be reflected as so in our leadership and throughout the staff at the top, in the highest levels, from the vice chairs to the secretaries, all the way down to the people working in the offices at the DNC.
Watch again.
We don't need white people leading the Democratic Party right now.
Racist? You bet it is. Yet not only was Joe Biden not asked about why he would make someone who said that a senior advisor, you can bet that the fake news media will never ask Kamala Harris about it either. And to the very best of my knowledge, it's never been brought up to Sanders herself during her numerous interviews during the campaign, and that includes on Fox News. Now, I know for a fact that if a Trump advisor had somehow managed to get hired after saying something similar but involving black people, that person would have been called out by the media and would be long gone from public view. The double standard not only stinks, but it's dangerous. Now, in the end, maybe Simone Sanders got her perverted wish. She's not working for a white man who is the titular head of the Democrat Party. And would you think that the first woman of color to hold the position of Vice President of the United States, you would think she would not want to be saddled with someone who made anti-white racist comments on CNN. But you know what? Except for you and me right here, right now, no one will ever bring this issue up again. It never happened because we have a fake news media who probably agrees with Simone Sanders' racist point of view. So sad.
Let these ethnocentric, racist black chicks in charge. And man, you talk about a world. Democratic State Rep Cynthia Johnson of Michigan has been stripped of her committee assignments and may face further disciplinary actions following a video in which she allegedly threatened supporters of Donald Trump. It's not the first time, won't be the last. That's what they do. Speaker of the House of Representatives Lee Chatwell announced the actions taken against Johnson after the video she posted went viral. Chatfield announced threats of violence, said that Johnson's been stripped of her committee assignments, that the proper authorities and that they will conduct their investigation. What investigation? She said it. She said it. Trump supporters. She doesn't care what color they are. But trust me, she is an ethnocentric racist, because I could walk in front of her and she thinks I'm down with her and Biden, I'm good to go. But a white person, you got to qualify. She thinks you're a Trump person, you're toast. See, that's their side. Now, this guy, he did the right thing. Lee Chatfield, says we've been consistent in our position. Violence and intimidation is never appropriate. But for her, it's appropriate. And don't think behind the scenes she's not going to get her vengeance on us. Another idiot colored woman who just doesn't get it. And there's nothing you're going to do to make her get it until it impacts her. This is the sad thing of the sad state of America. Donald Trump is helping blacks. They see it. There's a show called Love and Hip Hop or something like that. No, I don't watch it. But I saw the previews for it. And one of the girls on this says, I support Trump. And the other one's like, no, you didn't, girl. No, you didn't. And here's the way they cut it. I don't think that she's going to get a lot of flack. I think the way they cut it, they made it appear that way. But when they do the show, because you know how they cut and it is like a cliffhanger and you're thinking, ooh, I bet the fireworks flew. I'm going to bet you they didn't fly. I bet you people had a reasonable discussion on that show. It's tempting me to watch it, but I'm not going to. This lady wants to do us harm. And she was driven to such that she put it on camera. I mean, can you imagine some white person saying, man, all you people that voted for Joe Biden, you know, or God forbid, all you people that voted for Barack Obama. Yeah, it's coming. I'm going to get y'all. Can you imagine that? That's a career-ending move for any conservative. This woman, trust me when I tell you, behind the scenes, there are Democrats high-fiving her, talking about, you know, what you did was brave. And right now, you know, they're going to take you out of the thing for a little bit, but you'll be back. Don't worry, girl. You'll be back. Unbelievable. They take our silence for submission. They don't realize we're not afraid of them. And if they push the issue, it won't go well for Democrats. Short break. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.